Rating.
Hey. Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good Wednesday morning. I think it's Wednesday, isn't it? Wow. Hey, I want to make a suggestion. If you didn't get a chance to, I just asked Spencer to create yesterday's rant that I did at the beginning of that on the preponderance of evidence. I turned that in, we turned that into a little standalone, about a 5-minute segment. Folks, I'd ask you just share this 5-minute segment on the preponderance of evidence. The preponderance of the evidence. I think it was a powerful segment. It was straight from the Holy Spirit for sure. In fact, I'm writing about that today on my newswithyous.com column. It's going to go up. It'll go up overnight, but I'm going to include this link in it. And I'm really, really excited because we have Dr. Carrie Madej with us, and she's right in the heart and the middle of everything that's we're going on here as far as the way evidence is being not presented, the way everything is being silenced, the way everything's being censored, the way they're taking qualified doctors who've committed their whole lives into speaking the truth and trying to make them out to put on. Ken, let me get it here, Doc, real quick, if I can find it. Should have had this up ready to go. Putting on tinfoil hats to anybody that's telling you the truth. And that's what's happened with Dr. Carrie Madej and with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and with Dr. Lee Merritt and all these people who don't fall in line with the company policy. Now, before we get Dr. Madej in here, I want to make you aware of something. There's a Supreme Court case being argued today, folks. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court. And I've told you many, many times, we're never going to overturn Roe. That's not what's going to happen. But it's going to be a new decision based on new evidence. And I've got some great stuff that I'm going to share with you tomorrow. What that evidence is that they're going to present. Now, Craig and Myra are at the Supreme Court today. They're there right now. And so, folks, we would ask you that you would begin to pray some of those imprecatory psalms upon those Supreme Court justices, Lord, that their eyes would be open, that they would do the right thing. That daggone Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett and all those others, those fake Christians, are they? We're going to find out, aren't we? We're going to find out for sure. And I'm going to tell you this. We are winning. We're winning so much. I saw yesterday. Let me pull this up here real quick, Dr. Carey. I'll get you in here in just a second. I promise. Did you guys know that we had not a Supreme Court, but a federal court? It says no mandate, Spence. Pull that thing up there for me. Pull that up. No mandate. A federal judge yesterday. And it'll be up here as soon as Spencer gets. I should have this all ready to go. Issued a nationwide mandate, folks. Nationwide mandate that protects healthcare workers across America. This is the second court decision that's come down in the last 4 days. This one, the first one, is only for 10 states. This one is the entire United States. No mandate. They can't make you lose your job. They can't make you take the vaccine. Folks, we are winning. We are winning. We're winning. I got so much to share with you today, but I'm not going to because I'm going to be very, very I'm excited that Dr. Madej would get up. She's in Cleveland. She lives up in the whole state of Michigan. Bad weekend down here, Carrie. Bad weekend down there for Michigan Buckeye fans, you know. So she lives up in Michigan. She's in the Cleveland area for a conference last night with over 400 people. Came with Dr. Madej and Lee Merritt, and I believe Tom Rentz was there. And folks, you know that we here at the Christian Revolution are sending about $20,000 a month to Tom Renz to fight legal things. You know that's going on. You know that we're already in the midst of doing that. And then they're having another one tonight, another conference with 800 people sold out in the Cleveland area. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to join them tonight. And Dr. Madej will be there, and Lee Merritt. And how about some truth? How about some truth? So I'm going to shut up for a minute. I'm going to invite Dr. Carrie Madej to come in here. Hey, Doc, first of all, thanks for joining us. And how's your life going, man? They're trying to make you out to be the biggest fool that ever came down the pike.
Hi, Coach Dave. My pleasure to be here, and my duty as well. So, you know, I don't read mainstream media, and I don't care what they say because they're full of lies. I know that what I present is my best I can, the truth, and I'm here for the people. And that's my message. And I talk about the experiences that I've had leading up to this very moment. You know, my background is internal medicine. I've owned my own clinics, taught medical students. But I also learned about what's going on with the ingredients of these injections. I learned about those ingredients years ago when I was actually invited to a Metro Atlanta business owners meeting. So I still live in Georgia, but I'm from Michigan. And also, so a business owners meeting, that's pretty crazy. And then also scientific meeting with Dr. Craig Venter at a World Congress meeting. He does genetics and also deals with synthetic life and patenting and owning organisms. So owning organisms, which we are considered an organism under this Supreme Court justice ruling of 2013, that a human being has a potential of being patented and owned. So I learned about these sci-fi things, these things that are people thought could never happen, about 2014 in these meetings. And then I was one of them. I thought for sure these things could never happen. And then here, fast forward to, you know, end of 2019, 2020, and I was reading the ingredients of this falsely called vaccine. And I saw, you know, modified messenger RNA, which is a genetically modified part of this injection. I also saw nanolipid particle, which I knew that meant something called hydrogel. And this is truly introducing genetic modification as well as artificial intelligence. And this is called transhumanism. This is what I learned about. So I saw this and I was so upset. And then I got angry. And then I had an epiphany one night and I started to write, and I did an impromptu video and started warning people about what these people are doing behind our backs, what they're trying to do without our consent, really, and without our knowledge. So this goes into our human rights, of course, our constitutional rights, our Bill of Rights. They're being violated over and over again in many ways. So, and I'm like you, I believe in the power of us if we stand together united. I believe in common law, God law, natural law, and that's what we need to start using right now. And I'm here to encourage people to know what the truth is and to stand united together.
But you know, Doc, one of the things that they've done in the media is, like, they've made you and Dr. Tenpenny and Stella Emanuel, and they made you guys out to be not like real doctors. Like, yeah, you didn't get your degree on a back of a Wheaties box, did you? I mean, you actually went to college, maybe learned some of the things that Dr. Fauci learned, right? Learned probably the same things that the doctors who are treating people in emergency rooms, people who have, you actually learned some of that same stuff, Carrie, would that be safe to say?
Absolutely. And I did my residency at Mercer University in Macon, Georgia, an allopathic regular MD institution. I graduated top of my class. I took the boards just like every other MD did. I did the 98th percentile. So I did walk like a duck, quack like a duck.
So you're a doctor. So, like that, let me ask you this, Carrie. I interrupt a lot. That's okay, though. Carrie, so what would be the difference, just so people out there understand, what would be the difference maybe between your knowledge of medicine and, let's say, Dr. Fauci, an 80-some-year-old man's? So you guys probably have pretty much, he may be an expert in some areas, and you probably know things that Dr. Fauci doesn't know. Why is it, Carrie, that, can I call you Carrie, is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Carrie, why is it that the mainstream media wants to make you to look out to be such some corn poke, some person that doesn't believe in actual medicine, you know, science, believe the science, and you present the science, Carrie, and they don't pay any attention to it. That has to be great frustration. Why do you think that's going on?
Because there are a web of lies happening right now. And every time you're trying to say the truth, you see these fact checkers pop up that are being paid to stop the information from coming out. The media has not said anything truthful, have they? I think the media is actually, people don't know this, online entertainment news. It really is categorized as entertainment. Did you know that? They don't have to tell us the truth by law.
That's right.
So
that's right.
you're just watching a show on TV.
Programmed.
Exactly. The CIA actually, you know, there's a patent on the television where it can do brainwashing on you through different devices, sound and color and optogenics. So people need to realize the television is telling you a lie. It's programming you, and that they don't have to tell you the truth, that it's deemed as entertainment. And the CIA has been behind that in the movies for quite some time. It's interesting once you start doing your own research and don't just rely on what they're telling you, your world starts changing. I didn't know these things until a few years ago. So that means you have to actually do a little bit of work, start digging and start looking at things. And I know that the five docs that I work with Pilevsky, Northrup, Tenpenny, Merritt, myself, we're always encouraging people to do their own research. We're not afraid of you finding out the truth. We're not afraid of you checking us. We're not afraid of when we're wrong, standing corrected. We're fine with that because we're all in this together. We are. We want the betterment of humanity. We want everybody healthy and well. And so if anyone's trying to stop you from learning the truth, if anyone's trying to stop you from learning a different viewpoint, you have to question that. That's not the country we thought we were in, right?
That's right.
We're supposed to have freedom of speech. We're supposed to have freedom of thought, being creative. You know, that's what makes us human. And we're seeing that these rights are being violated left and right, having a different viewpoint even. So, you know, if they're trying to squelch us from learning something, from censoring of speech, and when they take down our platforms, that's kind of the equivalent of a book burning, right?
That is for sure. Yeah. So Doc,
we have to be careful about that.
So, Doc, give us the Cliff Notes version from your perspective of COVID, what it was, what it is, and the vaccine. Just an overview. I know you can't uncover it all. But there are a lot, you know, we get so much information. We pride ourselves on bringing truth here. And we know that the Bible says that because we've rejected truth, Carrie, God's going to send a strong delusion and we believe a lie. And all we have to do is look outside our window and we see the lie. I mean, it's amazing to me that people can't see the truth. But from your studied position, what's really up with what's really up with this COVID, whatever they call that thing, and the treatment? What's going on, Carrie?
Well, if you look at the patent from 2002, anyone can look this up, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which this is the virus they're claiming that is causing COVID symptoms, COVID syndrome, it was patented in 2002. That means that they do know where it comes from. That means it is someone is making money off of it. That means to patent something, it has to be modified, created in the lab. So this already starts the lie, doesn't it? Where they say,
yes. Oh,
we don't know where it came from. We think it just leaked out of this lab, or maybe it came from bat soup in this wet market. They're lying. They're still with telling that story. When we have U.S. patents showing where it comes from, showing that someone made it, that means it's a gain-of-function bioweapon, showing that, you know, in 2002, somebody's patenting and owning it that's modified. So there starts the lie right there. And, you know, you go on to that in 2017, our country bought millions, if not billions of dollars worth of the COVID tests in 2017. That means a lot of people knew about this. They were planning for it, doesn't it? So here starts another lie. And then we're using a test called a PCR test. And we're doing something that I've never seen in medicine before. We're sticking the swab way up someone's nose for no reason, because the virus goes everywhere in the body, right? So that means we could do inside the cheek, inside the throat. Why in the world are we going way upside the nose? Then we're telling healthy people to wear a mask. Never, ever have we told healthy people to wear a mask all the time. And a quarantine means a sick person is away from the healthy people. Since when do we put healthy people in quarantine? This is absolute insanity, because everything we know goes against science. There's a web of lies. So when we're looking at the syndrome, This could be many different things. Because you have a positive test means nothing. The CDC says the PCR tests don't work. They even said this. They said we're going to stop using it at some point in December. I don't know. But the point is, okay, so that means you could have a cold. You could have the regular flu. You could have a bacterial pneumonia. You could have nothing because it could be a false positive. It could be so many things that you have. So you're dealing with all different kinds of illnesses people have. In the very beginning, when we saw people get really sick, like Dr. Merritt said, there's probably some kind of a contact poisoning going on. And then also now that we have these injections, falsely called vaccines, happening, we know people shed or transmit something shortly after they get the injection. So this means they could be sharing some kind of toxin or some kind of an illness with other people around them. So there's all different things going on, but we know for sure that there's some foul play involved for sure.
Okay. So Carrie, I cheated my way through high school biology. Just be honest with you. I did. I didn't really like science. So I cheated my way through and got through it. But I came to realize this the older that I got, that if you got a vaccine, the purpose of the vaccine was to keep you from getting the disease, right? I had a smallpox vaccine as a kid, hepatitis, and I got all those vaccines because it was to prevent me from getting it. But Carrie, now they're telling LeBron James, I don't know if you saw this morning, LeBron James, fully vaccinated, has COVID. LeBron James, fully vaccinated, they rammed that thing up his nose or whatever. They did three different tests on him and two of them came positive. So fully vaccinated LeBron James now has COVID, so-called. Carrie, aren't vaccines supposed to keep us from getting COVID?
100%, that is true. They're not supposed to maybe do this or maybe do that. So, I mean, I personally have seen lots of people who have gotten the injection, falsely called a vaccine, and they still get sick. They get very sick. They get COVID more than once, or the COVID syndrome more than once. So this is not truly a vaccine. If you look at how they're producing it, a normal vaccine, let me just tell people this. So let's say you have a flu vaccine. You take the flu virus or the different viral particles, and you either make it dead or alive in the syringe with some toxins called adjuvants, and then you inject that in the person. The idea is it's a weaker version of the original virus, and your body learns how to fight it and forms antibodies. That's the idea. So this time, do you know that nobody in the entire world, not one lab, not our CDC, nobody has the actual virus on file. They don't have this COVID virus anywhere of all the Freedom of Information Acts. Nobody has it. How is that possible? They don't have it. If it's making us sick, how do they know it's making us sick if they don't have it? Since they don't have it, they can't do the regular vaccine. So what they've done is they saw there's this genetic material they found inside of a sick person. Just pieces of genetic material. They had an artificial intelligence program, like a computer, put those pieces together and fill in the missing blanks with their code. So they made, it's a Frankenstein code. So they put pieces of things together, glued them together with a computer program code. I've never heard of anything like this before. Then a consensus, a bunch of scientists looked, you know, and they said, that's probably what's making people sick. We'll use that code. That's literally how they came up with this.
Without any testing or any, we have no idea. That's right. Long range
consensus. Yes.
People are saying right now, Doc, that I got the shot and I'm fine. We have no idea what the long term impact effects of these are, right? And as a result of that, people are being so dumbed down. The true science, those who say they love science, the true science is being blocked. And the average guy has no idea what's going on because of the censorship. So they've called it a vaccine. It's clearly not preventing anything. I want to take you back, Carrie, if I can, to the whole idea of transmission or shedding. Can you explain to us exactly what that means?
So transmission means that okay. You know the Peanuts character, Pigpen. Are you familiar with that cartoon?
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
So you know, in that kid, he had a bunch of a cloud around him, right? An analogy of something coming outside of him, and that if you're in that cloud, you could actually—it's almost like a contact toxin, right? That's what we think that could be happening. So we call that transmission. Shedding means you have a live organism that is being emitted from your body. You're infectious, right? So we're not sure about the shedding, but we do know there's a transmission of some sort of a contact poison going on. We think it's the spike protein. We're assuming this because we're just going by what the manufacturer is telling us. We know Pfizer says that for sure somebody in the close proximity can get this contact poison. We think it's a spike protein. which this is a synthetic product that your body is being programmed to make. So again, the regular vaccine makes you not make any more virus in your body. This one is encouraging your body to make this spike protein. You're being a factory. You're being programmed to be a factory. Is this not insanity? So you're being programmed to make this sticky kind of contact poison.
And so the truth of it is, Carrie, and nobody wants to come out and say this, it is the vaccinated who are spreading it now. Would you agree with that, Carrie?
Yes. Yes. I mean, we have so many patients that are saying once they come in contact, they're not vaccinated. Once they come in contact with a person who had been recently injected, they're getting all of these different symptoms. A woman might be bleeding very heavily. Another person may have weird neurologic symptoms. Another person just extreme fatigue, a flu-like syndrome. When they're away from the person, they get better. When they go back to the person, they get ill again. And Pfizer, in their documentation, has said that anybody of childbearing age, that if they're pregnant, going to be pregnant, just recently had their baby, they should stay away from these people that have been recently injected. They should stay away from them because of some ill effects. But they're giving it to pregnant women, and now they're encouraging, you know, children to take it. Again, something is very wrong here. Everything goes against rational sense.
Okay,
and
if
it goes against rational sense, you should stop and think about before you take it.
You should have some common sense, wouldn't you? See, again, folks, that's that strong delusion because we've rejected the truth. We'd rather listen to Dr. Fauci than Dr. Carrie Madej, right? You'd rather listen to Dr. Fauci. You'd rather listen to Andrew Cuomo than Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, right? That's where we are with it. Now, Carrie, I'm going to open it up for some questions. But before I do that, I got to ask you this because I hear about it a lot. What would you say, Doc, to somebody who's already been vaccinated and regrets it? Is there anything that they can do to protect themselves?
We have no answer on how to reverse anything once you get the injection. However, I do believe in the terrain theory, meaning your body is miraculous. So the healthier you get your body, the more likely your body can heal itself. So I always tell it's mind, body, and spirit. Prayer is very effective. It's very powerful, being close with God. Don't get any more shots because all of what's happening is a cumulative effect. It builds, the last shot builds upon the next, upon the next, upon the next. So don't get any
one
more.
Beer, get another beer, you just get drunker as you go, right?
That's kind of the way it works. That's a really good analogy. I like that.
Yeah.
And also detox. So I tell people detox. I have some ideas. I put it on my website. I know all the other five docs have some ideas of how to detox. Just look at those recommendations. There's more than one way to do something too. So look at how to detox your body. Make sure that you don't have any weakness in your body. So don't take medications you don't need. Eat really well, eat healthy, clean diet, cook your own food. Make sure any dental imbalance or dental infections are taken care of. That's really key. If you have a dental cavity, if you have even an old root canal, that could be a source of your immune system being wiped out. Silver fillings are detriment. Get every silver filling out. It's really mercury, and replace them with the white resin. That makes your health improve very fast. So I highly encourage people to do that.
Wow, Carrie. Now I'm biting on and saying, oh my goodness, what's your
take a flashlight, look at to see if you
see. Yeah, I've got to go. My goodness.
Just get those replaced. That helps your health quickly.
So I get through the ChristianRevolution.net, Carrie, we're getting a lot of emails from medical personnel who feel like they are trapped. Some of them are reading the research. They know what's going on. A lot of doctors aren't reading the research. They're just doing the protocol. Can you speak to that protocol, how that thing works, Carrie? If I understand it, it's mandated down from the CDC or somebody above them. You are going to use this protocol. We're all in this together type thing, right? And as long as you're using this protocol, you're going to be okay legally. Would you say that's kind of what's going on, Carrie?
Are you talking about what's going on in the hospital settings?
Yes, the hospitals and the doctors. Okay. Yeah.
Well, what's going on is unprecedented, because how we've always practiced medicine is that you, the doctor, would see the patient. And, you know, there's something called the art of medicine, because we're all different. Nobody's alike. And everything is very specific to that patient. So you look at the patient, you see their history, and then you give them a treatment plan or treatment. And in the past, we could always use medicines, which is incredibly common off-label. So off-label means it doesn't have to be for that particular diagnosis that this drug company says. We can use it off-label, and we can have references for that. For the first time ever, we've had pharmacies and pharmacists turn down our prescriptions just because, not even for any reason, but just because we're not allowed to give people treatments that they need. And we're having hospitals turn down our research. We're showing them, look, we have a reason to want to give them hydroxychloroquine. We have a reason to give them ivermectin. We have a reason to give this antibiotic. These are our reasons. We have research to prove it. They don't want to see the research. They don't want to look at the research. People need to realize that if there's a treatment for this COVID syndrome, then they cannot, by law, they cannot force anybody. They cannot mandate any kind of a vaccine on anybody. Again,
folks,
look at all the money being made.
This is critical, folks. If there is a treatment, something that actually cures this bioweapon, then they can't, they can't mandate anything. They can't do any of this stuff.
100% is correct.
They can't. They can't do it. So that's why they've been. That's why they've been playing footsies with us, trying to tell us that it is what it is when it isn't what it is. And so, boy, we are so elbow deep. And I know people want to ask you some questions, Doc. So I'm going to kind of get out of the way here and see what they had to say. Rich, come on in. Then followed by the way, Doc, we're all over the world here. So okay. Hopefully all of them will speak English, but I think we're good. Go ahead, Rich. You come in, then Randy.
Good morning, Doctor. Thanks for being here. I'm over in Indiana, and I have to see a new family practice doctor in February because my old doctor lost his job with IU Medical due to not taking the shot. So when I go in here, I'm going to anticipate this guy's been vaccinated or has had the shot since he still is employed. What could I say to him or in his language if he wants to really harp on me to take the shot? What would be something I could say to him to shut
great quiz, great question, Rich.
Thank you.
You could say many things to him. You know, you could say you've looked at the research and you feel that the risk and benefit ratio is not good, that the benefits do not outweigh the risks. Also, you could say, no one is supposed to ask for your medical history when it comes to genetics. Did you know that? Even an employer. That's something that people need to know. We're dealing with a substance, a new technology that has a potential of modifying your genetics. So therefore, you can say it's medically harmful to you, that it can harm your genetics. And then they're not allowed to ask you any more questions about that. They're not allowed to get your medical history. So just that's what I tell people is I have an issue with the genetic modification, and that can harm my genetics, and they can't ask you any more questions about your med history.
And I would just wait. I'm sorry.
This would be my doctor talking to me, so I would think he'd think he knows more than me about medicine. If I did some research, you know what I'm saying?
They haven't done research,
though.
They haven't done it. My body, my choice. Rich, you know more about it than him, probably, right? See, folks, this is the debate, isn't it? Where do they get the power to be able to do this to us? This is really what we're fighting against.
If they're bullying you, then get a new doctor.
Amen. Amen. Randy, come on in. Randy in Oklahoma.
Hey, Dr. Madej, thank you for being strong. We love you. We appreciate you. We pray for you. I'm well aware of the conferences Clay Clark's doing, and I've been involved with those and have listened to you several times, many times. Just keep doing it. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. I want to ask you a question as a doctor. I'm really thinking about just writing my doctor a letter. He hasn't stood strong at all. And how do you think that if we did that on a personal, everyone just talk to their doctor and say, listen, doc, remember your oath. First, do no harm. Go back to your principles. How effective do you think that would be to maybe shame them just a little bit and get them to wake up? You think that would be effective?
Yeah. You know, I think there are still some doctors you can reach. Yeah. And I think that what we all need to do is put each individual personally accountable and responsible for their actions. Haven't we gotten away from that now? Yes. And so everybody needs to be personally accountable and responsible. Not that it's just my job, I was forced to do it. So what I'll do on my website, give me until tonight, I'm going to put a template on there that I've written people about the legalities of this. This is why it's violating this law, and this law. And say, you know what, these are the laws that you're violating when you're trying to tell me to take this injection. It should be my choice. You know, once we lose autonomy over our bodies, then humanity is over. But if you give them the law, it's kind of black and white, right? And say, you know, you're directly liable for what happens if you're trying to push this on me. You could say this to anybody, whether it's an employer, school board, et cetera, and just say, I put you, and if they're being a little pushy, you can be a little more pushy back, right? I put you on notice that you're personally liable for violating these laws that are then you can tell them what the repercussions are if they are if they do violate those laws. So I think that's powerful. If we keep doing that, I have a friend who's going to each pharmacist in Georgia. She's serving the papers. I'm putting you on notice that you're violating these laws and you're personally accountable. You're personally liable. And she says, because, their face.
Carrie, we're seeing pharmacists who will not fill prescriptions written by doctors. Aren't we seeing that?
Absolutely. In Georgia, it's happening quite a bit. I know in other states, my colleagues are telling me that's happening quite a bit as well. And they're saying they're ethically, they don't want to fill it. What do you mean ethically? Like, so if you have an antibiotic, you don't want to fill it because you're ethically against an antibiotic. I mean, this is ludicrous, right? So, and since when does a pharmacist doesn't even know anything about you? How in the world can they make the determination of what you need? Yeah. So everything is upside down right now. So that means it's our duty as citizens of the United States. Yeah.
Threaten them, right? I'll see you in court, Doc. I'll see you in court.
Yeah, not only that, just give them a piece of paper where they can read it too. That's more powerful, I think. So by tonight, I'll have that template where it just shows you the laws and it gives you some examples and then it gives them court cases that they can look up and say, you're personally responsible. You're personally liable. And that's powerful.
Great approach. Paul Webb in Oklahoma. Come on in, Paul. Then Revelation 20. Is that 15? Come on in after him.
Hey, Kurt. Hey, everybody. I have a couple of things. Is the reason why they're going against ivermectin and any of the things that are supposedly going to help, is it because they're trying to patent it themselves in a pharmaceutical version, then charge you 400% above the market value? Is that what they're trying to do?
I think there's a monetary incentive, but then also the main thing is if there's anything that can treat this syndrome, if there's anything that can treat it, they cannot go forward with the vaccine. They can't push this vaccine anymore.
Folks, this is critical, folks. Listen, if ivermectin heals or stops COVID, they cannot give you a vaccination for it. Right, Doc? That's the law.
That's the biggest thing going on right now. That's what everybody talks about every day. This is the main issue. They can't go forward with this vaccine insanity or what they're falsely calling a vaccine. It stops immediately. Everything stops overnight. Is that not unbelievable? This is why they attack us. This is why they don't want you to know. This is why they're trying to prevent you from having it, because they don't want anyone to know that this is a treatment for the syndrome.
Wow. See, it's education, folks. That's why go to Doc's, go to her website, because there's a lot of great information on there. And she said she's going to post a letter up there on the website tonight. We got to stand up and we got to speak up. We got to quit rolling over and just going along to get along, right? The churches are the worst ones, acting like we love the world because we won't speak up and say something about what's really in the vaccine. The churches, in my opinion, are at the center of the problem that we see in America. Revelation 20:15, then Michelle, come on in.
Good morning, doctor. My brother was recently shed on by one of his coworkers, and I treated him with wormwood, human growth hormones, and vitamins from the Browers. I was just wondering if there's any, do we know if there's any lasting effect? Like, can the technology of this RNA vaccine be transferred from one person to another?
We don't know a lot of things right now. I don't have for sure answer for you. We're still looking into this. But what I have seen in patients that people need to know is that in this transmission, there appears to be some sort of a radiation or microwave or EMF toxicity going on, at least for a short time. So when people are recently injected, you can get, you know, those EMF meters, you can get to see what's going on next to a computer, your phone, et cetera. You can put one of those meters up to the person and they are very high reading. Very high reading. That means for some time they're radiating out. So if you look at microwave illness, et cetera. So that's a toxicity. So that means you need to get detox from that. You can look up different ways of detox from that. So that's one thing going on. The other thing, and Dr. Tenpenny talks about this a lot, is that spike protein. That's a synthetic kind of toxin. So we're just learning about that. I think that if you're not injected, you're not being a factory producing this stuff, there's always ways to detox. There's always more than one way to detox, by the way. So just get your body as healthy as possible and you'll be okay in that manner. I don't see it as harmful. This is my personal opinion now, as harmful as someone getting the injection, not at all. And I believe there's always a way to get better from that. We just have to do more research on that.
You know,
I don't fearful about people. I don't get fear. So,
well, you know, when we were at Bard's Fest, I don't know if you got sick. I got unbelievably sick after Bard's Fest. I know Dr. Sherry got sick. I know a lot of people got sick out there. And I want you to know this. I tell everybody this. I've been sick many times. This was electronical. This was electric. Yeah. There was something electric going on inside my system, more than just the normal stomach ache, fever. It was different than that. What do you think that's all about, Doc?
Because you are making something synthetic, not you. The person that's been injected can make something synthetic, not from nature. And, you know, if it's this contact toxin, then that means, you know, it could also be spread purposely. We don't know if that's happening, but that's a potential. You know, if you look at these people who are in bioweapons, they know that they can put it in certain areas and they could purposely make people sick. Who knows what happened there? But just know that the power of your body, how miraculous our body is made. And I know when I travel, I was getting ill too, because on the planes you get extra radiation as well. So when I realized that's what was making me sick personally, I just do a lot of detoxes for radiation toxicity, especially when I'm traveling. And that helps me a lot. I used to get sick when I didn't do that. So for me personally, I do a lot of baths with baking soda and Epsom salts, soaking a lot with that. That helps to pull it out through your skin. Drinking baking soda helps as well. Iodine supplementation. But, you know, there's always more than one way to do anything. So for me, when I did that aggressively, particularly when I travel, that helped me. Okay. Not saying it helps everybody, but just remember detox, 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 and fix any imbalance in your body. Again, dental is huge. So that could be your weak point. Make sure you're drinking clean water. Don't drink it from the tap or the refrigerator. Just know that they use arsenic in a lot of the water supplies. I know Georgia does that to clean their water purposely. And then if you're drinking it from the tap, you're drinking arsenic. This is insanity, right?
And fluoride and all this crazy stuff.
Yeah. Clean your own water with a Berkey filter or, you know, water distiller.
Amen. Rochelle in Florida, come on. And then Joe, come in after her.
Hey, good morning, team. Thanks, Doc, for coming on this morning. I appreciate what you said about our television being a control box. I understand. I think it was back in 2014 where Obama allowed propaganda to be played out on the American people. So we're all now currently living in a psyop. And I really appreciate you explaining where your background in transhumanism came from, because to be honest, I was a little leery of you because that was a little far-fetched, but now I understand a little more. And I wonder if you could have two things. Could you expand on what you meant when you were explaining looking at these organisms in the vax and calling them, saying you felt they were self-aware? Because that you must have felt something pretty powerful, or you something must have been on your mind then. And the other thing is, legally, when back in 86 or whatever it was, when they put the act through with the vaccines, the term vaccine, since they've legally changed the definition of vaccine, doesn't that whole contract need to be called into question or null and void?
Good question.
So the microscope, so I looked with a compound microscope, like you have high school or college, and I looked at the contents of the vial, because since everything's been a web of lies, well, I thought, well, perhaps the manufacturers are just lying to us too. Maybe they're not really putting this stuff in there. Maybe they're just trying to scare us. So I looked at the contents of all three manufacturers so far in different times and even different states. And I didn't expect to see much, but when I looked, I saw a lot of synthetic material, a lot of self-aggregation. And then in multiple batches and more than one manufacturer, I saw something that looked like an organism, like a water parasite. Now, whether or not this is a true organism that you'd find in the water or whether it was a synthetic version of it, I don't know. but it was undeniable. And there are other journalist groups that have seen it with me. And so this is something that is happening. Now, it's not contaminated slides. They were clean. I know people in South Africa and Poland and other countries have seen these organisms. There's live blood analysts that have seen. Sometimes they've seen them in some people that have gotten the injection. This is a real thing. Maybe this is why ivermectin works, right?
Maybe.
So when I said it, I had the feeling of being self-aware because I love God. I'm close with God. I try my best to be a better person every day. And I talk to God. And so I spirituality is huge with me. And so when I saw this thing, it was my interpretation that I felt like it knew something was watching it. This is my interpretation. And that was just a frightening thing. It was like looking evil in the eye, really. I feel like when I'm looking at the microscope and I see these different things, I feel like I'm looking at the book of Revelation under the microscope. And, you know, the one organism that had the tentacles coming out, another picture of it that I had looked like a longer tentacle, looked like a scorpion tail. It looked to me like a scorpion. Well, that's like from the book of Revelation. And also the action of these tentacles can be a stinging or venomous action. If you look at the book of Revelation, that kind of says the same thing, right? So, yeah, we're in a spiritual warfare.
That was a fascinating video. I mean, I think, boy, they started calling you a kook when you did that one, didn't they,
Gary? Doesn't bother me, Coach Dave. It doesn't bother me because I know it's true. And I'm doing this to warn the people. And you know, it was so hard for me to release that information because some of my family members got the shot. Some of my friends. It was the hardest decision I ever made because I knew I was telling them what they got injected with. That's heavy. Yeah. It was really hard.
Especially when you tell them there's really not a whole lot they can do about it other than try to detox. Joe Allen, come on in, followed by Jeff.
Good morning, Doctor. My wife's been a nurse since the early 80s, and she was subject to the December 5th mandate. And she did the religious exemption. Just on your basis, what you just said, about the RNA and DNA about your body, about that disturbing what she has in her body. As this past Monday, she was disapproved. So her company no longer can dispute her not having a shot. And also, my wife also does the salts, Malayan salts, the pink salts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the detox. So I think Joe's question, Carrie, is how can they not give a religious exemption? What's your perspective on that?
What everything they're doing is what they're not supposed to be doing, right? They're violating every law. And people forgot that it's God, then us, then the Constitution. Then, you know, I mean, it goes down all these government entities are below us. They're supposed to serve us, not us serve them. Yes. And the problem really, Coach Dave, is that we gave the power away to these government entities.
We
stopped standing up for ourselves. And in the Constitution, it says if your government officials or entities are not for the well-being, welfare, and safety, do not uphold this Constitution and do not uphold the Bill of Rights. It's our duty. It's our duty. To correct them. It's our duty to make it anew, right? So where's the problem? We are not standing up. We are not telling them, you know, you're done. The school boards, you know, look in Colorado. They went in there, all the parents, they fired the school board. And one night escorted them all to the door, kicked them out. That's awesome. That's what we should all be doing. And hired a new school board that week. That's what should be happening across the board, across the nation.
Carrie,
that's the problem.
Carrie, I like you more and more the more you talk. I just got to be honest with you. I like that gumption that you have inside of you. Jeff, come on in. Jeff Nell, then Jeff Klein.
Yeah, good morning. I'm a career military man, United States Navy. You see the ship behind me. That's one of my ships there. I have service-connected disabilities, and I do get some additional benefits being in that existence. I'm under the federal government. I'm on the VA healthcare system. And I think it's going to come to a point where they're going to say, take it or lose it. What's your perspective?
First of all, thank you for your service. And you never have. Listen, they're violating human rights. No one can be forced to do anything to their body. They're violating human rights. You need to go and give, I'll have that template about the laws that they are violating and say, this is what you personally are violating, doctor. This is what you personally are violating. You put them on notice. I guarantee that makes a huge difference. So don't expect all this negative outcome, because when people stand up, they're actually shocked and surprised it works. Okay.
Yep.
So it's not all negative. And just know there are doctors that will still treat you. I mean, in my state, I took care of veterans even when the VA was not treating them for things. So there are other doctors that will always take care of you.
Plus, that's one of the things Dr. Sherry's working on with you guys, is an alternative health care system where we can find doctors like you without having to get into this. This
we
Medicaid
need to take care of our tribe.
Yes, we do. We do for sure. Jeff, come on in, then Ohio Brett, then Roger. Go, Jeff.
Coach, real quick, two girls at Mount Vernon Hospital here go to our church yesterday, got their religious exemptions honored. They're good to go. So that was great news. And a question for Dr. Carey. As we do the school boards here in this community, we're doing four school boards. We have anywhere from 40 to 100 people show up. Here's our next thing after the mask thing and all this we've done. The next thing is they're convincing these little kids in these schools they need the jab.
Go home and beg your parents.
We've had a couple kids already come home and tell their dad that was jabbed. Dad, please, we got to get this. Our teacher said we got to have to get the dad took him. Now, my question is, what's a good talk? What would you say? You're going and you got 3 minutes. Help us a little bit on this demonic school system we have, on what we need to go in and address to get off our kids with this vaccine. Stop it.
First of all, if I was a parent, I would pull my child out of the school right
now. Yay!
If only 20% of parents pulled their kids out en masse, that would shake the system to its core. Not only just in this country, it would reverberate around the world. They would then know that the hypnosis is broke. They would then know that they don't have control over us. And I guarantee you'd see a bunch of mandates being pulled away all of a sudden, because then they know that they are not in control of us and our minds. Take the children out of school. Stop fighting with the boards, or fire the board, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have the clout behind you, don't have the other parents behind you, take your child over out of that dangerous situation. You know, homeschools.
They've already shown us we can do education at home when they shut down the schools, right?
Yeah.
Why would we?
What are they teaching your child? They're teaching them how to be scared and how to not feel good about themselves, this racial theory and transgender. And they have books even in Georgia and these elementary school libraries about it's really the pornography and molestation.
Yes.
You're putting your child into a battlefield at these schools anymore. Until they shape up, they don't get students, right? You do not get any of our children, our precious, beautiful children, until you straighten up and you get God back in there.
Amen. God, I like you more and more each day. All right, Brett, come on in.
Amen. Hey, Dr. Carey, great seeing you again. It was an honor to meet you out in St. Louis and so many of the conferences that I've had a chance to go to with Dr. Sherry and Coach Dave. But keep fighting. What you've shared already, I can't wait to see that letter and your template on your website, because Coach Dave and I are hosting a Celebrate Freedom Day in January through the Christian Revolution. And that is going to be a great action item for parents to take to their coaches, to their teachers, to the pharmacists and the doctors. So, Carey, thank you for all you do. And we are a grant-making business with the Christian Revolution. So I look forward to learning more about any needs that you personally have.
Amen. Thanks. Amen, Brett.
Thank you.
God bless you. Roger, come on in.
Oh, real quick, doctor, enjoying the program. I've heard and listened to a number of people that say that we're really heading into a bigger storm than we have now, and that because of the mass vaccination, there are going to be variants eventually that we are not going to be able to control.
Hmm.
Your thoughts on that?
Great question, Roger. Great question.
Well, I think, the five docs, Dr. Tenpenny, et cetera, we've all been worried about when this hammer comes down. I call it the hammer because, all these things that people have injected that they're producing in their body, and they're getting booster after booster. These are causing a lot of adverse events, and they're causing all kinds of things in the body, heart attacks and strokes and paralysis and autoimmune diseases and cancers. The cancers will go up. We're going to see, I believe, a mass fallout from that. And that's going to be really hard. I'm trying to prepare myself for that, that fact. This is not an easy thing, right? So we have to prepare ourselves mentally. We have to be right with God. We have to pray. We have to be with our tribe. We have to be with like-minded people. That's going to be the most important thing for the near future, because that's going to be important. Now, as far as the people that refuse these injections, I honestly believe in the beauty and the miraculous nature of our body. And if we remember our mind, body, and spirit, praying, stay close with God, and detoxing a lot, I think that our bodies are really resilient and resistant to a lot of things. I'm not scared of anything out there, but I mourn and I worry for those that have been injected and injected and injected, you know, the more you get. So this is, I'm trying to mentally prepare for that one.
So we showed a video yesterday from Dr. Vernon Coleman, who said the evidence is out there that we should cease vaccines immediately. Do you agree with that, Doc?
100%. The risk are so high, the benefits are almost nothing. I mean, we know that they don't stop transmission. We know that you'll still get sick even if you get the shots. We know that the risks are growing every day, and that, you know, in the children's vaccine, Pfizer put something called trimethamine in there extra, because that's the only known reason for that drug is that it stabilizes a person when they've had a heart attack. Because we know these sticky particles that they're making, even children will be making, they will stick inside the blood vessels. And stickiness inside of blood vessel is a blood clot. This is insanity. They've given approval for a blood thinning agent for children. Since when do they get strokes and heart attacks?
Wow.
This is insanity. Everything should stop immediately. These are war crimes. We are at war, everybody. So we need to act like we're at war. That's the problem. Amen. Nobody realizes we're at war. Once you realize you're at war, now you know what to do.
Amen. Tracy, come on in.
Dave, if I can do a quick follow-up to the doctor. Good
morning. Yes, hang on. Tracy, hang on a second. Rogers wants a quick follow-up. Go ahead.
Okay.
You would agree that we are heading to an environment where things are going to be coming out, variants or whatever you want to call them, that we may not be able to control and could be devastating.
I think that in the injected, that is a true statement.
Okay.
I do, but me personally, I believe that our bodies are miraculously made. So I'm not afraid of me getting something. Okay. But the others that have been getting injection after injection, yes, I fear for them.
Good question. Rashad, come back in, Tracy.
Tracy.
Good morning. Thank you so much for this information. Now, if I can just get my family and friends to listen and watch, that'll be the hard thing. But my question is, I know some people that when they got COVID, were tested for COVID, and they received the monoclonal antibodies. What's your thoughts on those? Because you get scary about what they're giving you, you know, and what's in things. So what's your
I would stay way away from those as well, because A, they're very experimental. They've had almost no studies on them, very short amount of studies. And just so you know, these are Frankenstein technology as well. They're using humanized mice. That means it's a chimera. They're putting a mouse and a human together genetically and getting the mouse to produce human antibodies. And then they're also using clones of aborted fetal cell lines, okay? So when they use an aborted fetal cell line, first of all, it's an abortion. Number two, it's immortalized. That's a fancy way to not let you know that they're using a cancerous cell line, okay? So we do know that they've used this kind of cell line before called VelocImmune. They've used it in chemotherapy agents in the past, and it was not successful. Because these cells would make people look like they're doing really well. And of course, they got repeated injections. And then about 1 to 5 years later, they would have an aggressive cancer come back and kill them very quickly. This is a potential issue. Now, they're only giving people sometimes one dose. But my point is, it wasn't good in the past. Why do you think it's going to be good now? And remember, be careful what you're putting in your body. I do not want any aborted fetal cells, not even if they're clones. I don't want cancer cells put in my body. I don't want some mishmash of a human and a mouse cell in my body. This is not good.
Amen. So Doc, listen, we've got about 6 minutes left here, and I've got a lot of people that still want to ask you a question. But I want to ask you this one for the good of all of us. If I get sick, Carrie, I take all kinds of vitamins, minerals, yada yada. If I get sick, or if one of the people gets sick, what should be the immediate thing they should do, Carrie? Yeah, we know. Listen, Dr. Sherry says stay out of the hospital. Don't go to the hospital. But if somebody feels this coming upon them, I get these emails all the time. What would you recommend they do?
I know all of us have like a protocol that you can follow, but I tell people do not wait. The longer you wait, the worse it is. You must get treated immediately. I recommend, of course, there's vitamins like vitamin C, D, zinc, quercetin, and I have that on my website. I'm not selling anything. It's just you can go on there for free information. And then also I find, this is personally, I see that there's atypical bacteria involved. So doxycycline works really well for the patients that I see. Doxycycline, 100 milligrams twice a day for 10 to 14 days. A lot of people who get really short of breath, they get hard, some of those illnesses like that, the symptoms, prednisone, 20 milligrams twice a day for 5 days. Get a nebulizer at home. They're $60 on Amazon. Buy one now. Okay, everybody should have in the house. The nebulizer, you can use something called budesonide, a prescription medicine, 1 milligram twice a day. Sometimes they'll give you 0.5 milligrams twice a day, but either one will be fine. Okay, get that started in your body. We have data and research to prove that it works. You can also do food grade hydrogen peroxide. You can get this online as well. And you can put, you know, half, 3% food grade hydrogen peroxide, half of the distilled water, and inhale that as many times as you want. You can do that very well. Those things work very well. Get, there's hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams a day for 7 to 14 days, depending on who you look at. There's ivermectin, 0.4 to 0.6 milligrams per kilogram per day for, 5 days. These are all things that you can do, but I would start. I have it on my website. I'm like, start with the vitamins. If that doesn't work, then you go to this. If that doesn't work, you go to this.
Great.
I don't believe in taking prophylaxis all the time because in my personal opinion, I find that it doesn't work as well in when you really need it. So don't just take something when you don't have symptoms. You take this when, you're getting sick. Yeah.
Makes sense. All right, cool. Who's coming in next? Everybody wants Larry. Let's let Larry jump in here. Come on in, Larry.
Yeah, I think one thing that a lot of us have problems with is trying to convey all of this super information that we receive from various guests and everything with those who are maybe sitting on the fence and haven't taken the vaccinations or have only had one and haven't had the second round and everything yet. But I would think that one of the things you said earlier, you said that they're going to stop using the PCP test because they didn't work.
I think that's on the CDC website. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I would think we don't have to remember all of the technical scientific information we have. All we simply need to do is ask these folks, say, hey, the government's going to stop using the test that they used to get all of their data from the beginning to this month.
It didn't work.
All of the government's data is unreliable. So why should you listen to the government?
Amen.
Yeah, you're right.
Larry, I got another one I want to throw in here, Carrie, because I think this is just as important. So if I understand the flu, I get a flu shot this year based on last year's flu. So we're never, ever, because it mutates, right? So they told us this COVID has mutated. So, Carrie, whatever was here back in 2020, it ain't even here anymore. Am I right to assume that?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, we don't exactly know what's going on, but yeah, they're telling us their variants. So that means everything you got in the past wouldn't work anyway. So this is insane. I mean, they're by their own admission, it doesn't work. Tony Fauci says there's no way that masks don't really work either, but they keep making you wear them. Tony Fauci says they don't work, that they're just symbolic. They're symbolic. From the man's own mouth, he's saying that. He also says they don't prevent you from getting sick. Then why are we being mandated to take it? Pfizer says that you can still be contagious and shed all this or transmit all of these toxins to people around you when you take the injection. This goes against all rational thought. And no, okay, first of all, also go with human rights. Not one human should be forced to do anything to their body against their will. That's a human right. It's a God-given right. So that, above anything else, everybody should agree on, right?
Yes. You would sure think so. Carrie, listen, we got about 1 minute left here. I'm going to let Kevin get in here real quick. Kevin, real quickly, go.
Thanks for your time today, Carrie. Really appreciate you coming in. I just want to highlight a second way that they're violating the emergency use authorization, and I know that you know this, is the fact that in its own guidelines, it says that these injections cannot be coerced on the public. Yet that's exactly what we're seeing. In citing that, we shouldn't even need to use a religious or medical exemption because you can't be forced to take it in their own guidelines. I just want your take on that.
Yes, I mean, they have all these twists and turns. They're really snake-like in what they're doing. So then there's other mandates saying, well, if it's for the public good, they don't have to prove its efficacy. They could just go ahead and mandate it and give it to us by force. This doesn't mean it's right or good, right?
Amen.
I think the human rights should always trump any kind of law or mandate that they ever do, and they should never be able to violate a human right. So again, Amen. If they're violating human rights, this is considered a war crime. This is a declaration of war.
Stand up
so
and fight, folks.
Like it.
It's carriemadej.com. It's MADEJ. Carriemadej.
A good old Polish name.
An old Polish name, folks. A lot of great information there. Carrie, we sure appreciate your time with us. Hang on if we sign off here for a second. Folks, Carrie Madej, MADEJ.com. What information we got here today. We're in an information war for sure. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.